We're going to Hong Kong finally this morning, where a media tycoon and democracy activist has been arrested. He's a high-profile person. He's 71 years old. His name is Jimmy Lai. We can talk to journalist Oliver Farry now, who joins us from Hong Kong. Oliver, who is Jimmy Lai?
Well, Jimmy Lai is made his fortune really in clothing back in the 1970s and 1980s, but since moved into publishing, and he owns Apple Daily, which is one of Hong Kong's best-selling tabloid newspapers, and he's very vocal in his support of the pro-democracy movement. He was arrested with six others, including his two sons and CEOs of the Next Media company, which publishes Apple Daily. He is charged with collusion with foreign powers and fraud. The fraud is related to use of business premises for other purposes, but it's the collusion with foreign powers which is probably the most significant one. He has many connections abroad, particularly in the United States, and he has met Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo over the last year. But the national security law is not retroactive, and it's unsure how he might have broken the law since June 30th. So this possibly could be just a signal to be sent after the imposition of US sanctions last Friday night, and also might be an attempt to try and keep Jimmy Lai quiet while he is on bail.
Yes, because unlike others perhaps who have risen to the top, Jimmy Lai has been a fierce critic of the Chinese state.
Yeah, that's correct. Generally, the richer end of the Hong Kong business community prefer to keep their heads down more or less and not be particularly critical of Beijing or supportive of any pro-democracy movement.
Oliver, are you there? No, he's
the
not.
Very opposite.
You're back there. Sorry, Oliver. We just lost you there for a second. Keep going.
He has actually held... Jimmy Lai is actually the very opposite. He has used Apple Daily to more or less highlight the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong. And Apple Daily was itself raided today. And in fact, that has actually aroused more indignation here in Hong Kong. The paper's offices were searched by about 200 police later in the morning. And Lai himself was marched into the offices by police. The whole thing was streamed live on Apple Daily's Facebook page. People are actually very concerned because of the implications for press freedom here, which have been slipping widely in the last while. The Democratic Party, with which Lai is associated, actually chose to really ignore Lai's arrest himself and just said that press freedom and freedom of speech promised in the Basic Law is precarious. Joshua Wong, the student activist, simply said after condemning the...
Yeah, Oliver, hopefully you're still there. Let me just read a little bit that I've read about Jimmy Lai this morning. In recent years, masked attackers have firebombed his house and company headquarters. He's also been the target of an assassination plot, but none of that stopped him from airing his views robustly, that being reported by the BBC this morning. What has been the reaction there to these developments, Oliver?
Well, there has not been an awful lot as such to the actual arrest itself. As I said, there seems to be a bit of resignation regarding it. And Jimmy Lai himself has previously said that he expects to be arrested under the national security law. The Democratic Party, as I said, preferred to focus on the actual the raiding of Apple Daily itself. The people are pretty much... expectant of fairly heavy repercussions under the national security law because it is so wide ranging and all embracing, and quite significantly, senior police commissioners are given the power to actually sign their own search warrants. I'm not sure whether that was done today, but there were disputes raised by the lawyer for Next Media over whether the actual newsroom was covered by the search warrants. It later transpired there were separate search warrants that did allow that, but it gives police themselves wide-ranging powers. The Hong Kong government themselves have said nothing on it. This may be just a delaying tactic. They want to give a formal sense of separation between what the police are doing and their own actions, though very few people would actually be fooled by that here in Hong Kong.
Oliver Farry in Hong Kong, many thanks indeed for joining us on Morning Ireland. It's a minute to nine.